This week's episode is all about Zayn leaving One Direction. In an emergency last-minute recording, we discuss speculations, rumors, reactions, and the drama of the hottest man ever leaving the biggest boy band in the world. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Hi, Corey!
Good morning.
What is up?
Oh, I hate when you say what's up.
Oh, so that's what's up?
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have my money. You guys, normally we record podcast episodes on Tuesdays.
Are you really telling them that behind the scenes story?
I need them to get the context of what is going on. We called an emergency podcast recording session because something happened in pop culture that needs to be...
Something grande.
Something Ariana Grande. Frankie Grande, even. No, something happened mucho grande. And it was insane.
It was so insane. Are you trying to make a pun?
I'm not, no. What had happened was, Corey, spill the beans.
So, I woke up. There we were. It was a Wednesday. And Tyler texts me a link to the official One Direction Facebook page.
And so, which is never good news.
With a sad, I think there was like a sad face emoji. And
really?
I was like, what is this?
I didn't use like the cactus or like a sparkle.
I think it was actually the whale, but not.
What did you call me? Yeah.
if the shoe fits.
Girl, if the shoe doesn't fit.
Then you're a whale.
No, then you just got off a really long flight because you know how your feet swell.
Yeah. You got
to
get
that
those
actually
socks.
Happens to me.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh my God. Once
now that
I
you've
was
had
wearing,
your birthday, you are so old.
Daddy was wearing the tightest socks on a flight to Sydney.
How? Why are your socks tight?
And I took them off in that it looked like I had muffin top of the ankle.
Your ankles were muffin topping?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the show? I am going to get so distracted.
Let's go.
Have you seen 30 Rock?
No.
Okay. Well, there's a song on 30 Rock.
About?
Jane Krasinski, who's also in The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
She wants to be a pop star, so she releases a single called My Muffin Top. And the lyrics are, my muffin top is all that whole grain, low fat. I know you want a piece of that, but I just want to dance. So I think about that every time every time I eat a muffin top or every time I have a muffin top.
Why are you getting so far away from the microphone? Are you afraid you're going to eat it?
I felt like I was screaming, and plus I want a muffin top.
You're like, your head's going to fall off if you keep like flipping it around like
listen,
that.
We need to get back on topic.
You listen, I just don't want to cry into a microphone this morning.
Well, then you shouldn't have came to record an episode all about Zayn. We need to talk about the situation at hand. Zayn has left One Direction.
Zayn has left the building.
Zayn has left the building.
He got on his Zayn plane.
Oh, dinky!
I don't know. He's probably got a plane.
Okay, so let's
queso?
Start at the beginning. Queso.
Tell me more about
that. Let's start at the beginning when Zayn enjoyed some queso.
Daddy did.
Zayn joined One Direction with the rest of the boys. This is context for people that have no clue what One Direction is. My sister's listening. I need to explain the situation. One Direction was formed on the TV show The X Factor.
Yes.
In the UK. They all auditioned individually. They were put together as a boy band during the audition process by Simon Cowell. They went on to, I believe, get third or fourth. They surely didn't win. And it was not the end for One Direction.
I couldn't watch the show because I live in America.
Because you didn't have the channel? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Legally?
Yes.
You're not allowed
I'm not allowed to stream.
Nice. So Simon signed the boys to Psycho, I think is what it's called. That's his Simon Cowell's.
I have no idea. I don't care. I don't need to know
matter.
All
so
that.
So that's the context. We are 5 years deep into the One Direction career. I believe 4 years and like 8 months, 9 months. I don't know. But everyone's saying it's 5 years. They have just released their fourth album.
I mean, it's been a while.
Well, listen, I'm giving context leading up to this moment. They are on a world tour. They were just recently seen in Thailand where there was drama. Zayn was spotted with another girl. He is engaged to Perry Edwards, who is in the girl group Little Mix. But he was seen linking arms with another girl in Thailand. This is riding off all the drama of speculation about his involvement in the band, his departure from tour. Sometimes he takes leaves of absence without telling people, is what I've read. I don't even know if this is true. There's so much speculation as to what's going on. And this is all culminated with him leaving the tour, taking a break for quote-unquote stress, and then days later announcing he is leaving the band.
I would need a break from all that,
I think
too.
All of that is hashtag correct. I don't quite know. I didn't really research. This is all things that I've picked up.
You're giving me the behind the music.
Listen.
I'm just there for the music.
Well, sometimes you need to go deeper to see what's really going on.
Let's get there.
Which this is all information I found while searching on Twitter for just Zayn. So I've pieced it all together piece by piece on iTunes, by Kelly Clarkson.
Check out last week's Psychobabble.
But Corey, what do you think is happening? Do you think this is stress? Do you think he just needs time off? Because, what's going on? What do
Listen,
you think?
I mean, the main part of his statement was, I'm leaving because I want to be a normal 22-year-old who is able to relax and have some private time out of the spotlight. I mean, if you think about how young they were, if you're saying like 4 years and 8 months or whatever it was 5 years ago, for them to all be thrown into the spotlight and to have such a massive career that they have had. I mean, they've had 4 number 1 albums, which is insane. Like, nobody's really ever done that as far as like bands and groups, especially like coming.
Definitely unprecedented.
Right. And coming from the UK and not starting out as like an American band. Crazy. And like I said, they were all so young. So, I mean, if he's 22 now and he's dating Perry and he's like, listen.
He's engaged.
I know. And then he's like, listen, I just can't be going on tour and being like, that'd be a lot to be on a relationship. It to like anytime he goes anywhere, if you're spotted with anybody, paparazzi or someone's going to try to exploit something.
I have a question. Do you have any gay friends?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, just one.
But, oh, who?
Just
me?
You. No, of course I have gay friends.
Yeah, so like imagine, okay, so you're obviously attracted to boys. You have gay friends. Mm-hmm. Imagine not being able to even see them. Like, you probably prance down the street when you're going out with your friends. You might link arms with somebody playfully.
We like hold hands
and
crap.
Imagine not being able to do that. Oh, and you crap together?
Yes. Oh, while crapping, we hold hands.
Be careful. You can get diseases from that.
Yikes.
Now, imagine not being able to do that on a global scale. He can't leave his home without paparazzi, let alone interact with another human without paparazzi.
Right.
Putting a title on it, putting a headline on it. I think when Zayn auditioned, he had no clue what he was getting into, just like the rest of the boys,
right.
Just like anybody that auditions for one of these things. And when you get swept up into the entertainment world, I think there's a lot that happens behind the scenes that nobody knows about, that there's guidelines and you have to follow these strict rules and you need to show up at this time, this place, there. You need to be smiling. You need to deliver in interviews. You need to always be on. I don't know if Zayn was ever ready for that.
It's exhausting.
Now, Corey, there has been some speculation about one Twitter account in particular who has released a lot of tweets. They have a background of being with Modest Management, which is the management company that works with One Direction. This is an account called at Andrew Lauer. He has history of tweeting about One Direction for a long, long time. He's an account that joined in August 2012. So it's not some random account that just, you know, joined to stir the pot. But he has offered a series of tweets after the release of the statement of Zayn leaving One Direction. He says, I'm just going to put this out there. It'll probably get deleted out of my control, so I hope you guys see it. This wasn't Zayn's decision. Many disputes between management and the 1D lads have occurred, but Zayn's been the one who's taken it most seriously. All the 1D lads have disputed to management about taking some time off from touring and recording to relax, but their contract says otherwise. Finally, after a huge dispute with management, Zayn went back to the UK without permission from management. He was kindly asked to leave. Please don't believe what most of the media outlets claim they know about Zayn's departure from One Direction. Most of it is speculation and isn't true. They offered to break his part of the contract with no penalty and made him leave the band. I'm no longer associated with Modest Management after this. At the end of the day, I'm somewhat happy for Zayn. Although he never wanted to leave One Direction, he can finally be human and have a break. This industry has a lot of secrets that fans don't know, and it's almost frightening what can happen to you if you don't follow the rules. All of these tweets have 25, 30,000 retweets. He has been well known to be a part of Modest Management from before this.
As what? Someone who worked there?
Somebody who works.
Or like a talent.
Works with the band. Yeah. As Modest Management staff, I believe.
I don't know.
Now, this is all who knows.
He's looking for the retweets.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking for the retweets. That's what it sounds like. I'm seeing plenty of celebrities. And not just celebrities, but girl, let's call a spade a spade. I go to BuzzFeed this morning. Go to BuzzFeed. Let's play a little game. Go to BuzzFeed.com.
Everybody was... Are you talking about for, like, clicks
BuzzFeed.
And stuff?
BuzzFeed.com. Scroll down a little. Oh, you know, have everything open.
It's all open.
Command F Zayn.
I don't got a Command F. I got two. I got two hits.
No! No way, Jose, because I was on it last night. 15.
Well, yeah, every single outlet was running it. Like Billboard, you know my favorite blog.
But not just running it. I'm talking about profiting off of it. And this is a situation.
Oh, I scrolled down a little bit further and I typed Zayn and now it's got 24.
Yeah. See, girl, it ain't pretty. I will say, this is just like the media. To chew up somebody and spit them out.
You think that's what they're doing?
Yes.
I think they're just
and
reporting.
And use them.
Everything
oh, you think,
I've,
oh,
everything,
let's talk about reporting.
I will say, everything I've read has just been like saying he left and then they're like, well, granted, I follow like a Billboard, which is a music blog. I'm not on BuzzFeed and they're like 900 quizzes. I am sometimes, but not always.
Mm-hmm.
But like Billboard stuck very much to the facts and said, do you think he'll be like Justin Timberlake and
oh,
come
well,
out?
Well, Billboard is a respectable.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure everybody was trolling for retweets. I tweeted it four times yesterday.
Oh, girl. So let's talk about some of the tweets that were going on. We have tweets from celebrities. We have tweets from YouTubers. We have tweets from members of the band itself. What were some of the celebrity tweets that we have? I mean, I saw Betty Who tweeted, RIP Zayn.
That was it?
Yeah, with a broken heart emoji. I want to also articulate the fact that Zayn is not dead. It was like yesterday
yeah,
was
I don't,
a we're talking the, this is the day after the situation. So things may develop over the weekend, but people were acting as if we had lost a fallen angel.
I will say first thing in the morning,
you know who else was a fallen angel?
Amy Winehouse?
Satan. Read the Bible.
I was going to say, God, you literally made me lose all thought process there. I don't even know where I was going.
Something about something, I'm sure.
No. Oh, I was just thinking like, you're right. Like everybody was acting like he was dead or dying. And I was thinking, I'm like, it reminded me of like my mom's told me stories of like when they were like younger and they like found out Elvis died or they found out like JFK died or like big people dying, and it's happened in the last few years with us and like Michael Jackson and Whitney and stuff like that. But you're right, like everyone was acting like he dead, he gone
it's
forever.
Important. It's important to remember he will live on.
Yeah.
And much like many groups
yeah.
in the music industry, a lot of those artists that leave those groups go on to have careers in the music industry.
Look at Posh Spice.
Look at, drag a queen.
I mean, she's done a lot.
I mean, every single Spice Girl has gone on to have individual careers.
I think they've all tried at one point.
I mean, look at Justin Timberlake. Look at Beyonce. Who knows if Zayn will emerge.
As Beyonce?
As a Beyonce. I mean, you do recall what happened at 1D Day.
I don't. I wasn't there. I just saw you reminding me that you were there and I wasn't.
I was there. No, I was playing a game with the boys and they had to answer the question that I previously asked them. So I asked them a question and then I asked them another question. They have to answer the last question in response to the first question or second question. So it's like you have to pay attention. Anyway, in the process of the game, Zayn revealed that his middle name was Beyonce. And so maybe that was a hint. Precursor. Maybe that was a hint. No. So we have plenty of celebrity tweets that I want to get to. Let's get some celebrity tweets. We have Camila from
5H.
From Fifth Harmony says, much love to Zayn and much love to the 1D fandom. I'll never forget growing up watching the boys on the stairs. Of course, referring to the audition process when they were all doing their diary rooms on the stairs. The five boys on the stairs.
Oh.
Yeah. We also have tweets from...
I'm looking at this list you sent me with the... titled Celebrities Respond.
Listen, I'm going through people that I follow on Twitter. I mean, I'm going to say celebrities, but I'm also going to include YouTubers. We have a tweet from Lohanthony saying, praying Zayn doesn't forget about us, about his fans in this new chapter of his life. If he disappears and leaves us with nothing, I'm going to disappear too.
You know what made me mad about yesterday when this was all happening?
What?
Everybody being like, oh, Zayn left the band. Looks like he's going in the other direction.
Yeah, I mean,
smirky
let's just,
emoji.
I was done with that.
I blocked anyone who tweeted that yesterday.
I see. Cool.
Nick, and they also include like this Nick Jonas tweet.
What did Nick Jonas say?
Nick Jonas said, sometimes you have to make hard choices in order to find your true happiness.
That
was
is
that
true.
Was that an indirect?
Because he left Jonas Brothers? Girl, he's making it all about himself. What's new?
I don't know who some of these people are. And everyone's trying to be funny. Who's Zayn? What's Zayn? All these, like, dad celebrities.
Was that your tweet?
Excuse me.
Okay.
I have a cardboard cutout of Zayn, and you know that.
I do know that about you.
I guess my biggest regret is not bringing the cardboard cutout Zayn to the studio today to overlook our recording.
No, well, you know who tweeted, who is Zayn?
Zach Braff. Who's Zach Braff?
No, he tweeted a text from his mom who asked, who is Zayn? Jay Sean said, respect to you, Zayn, for all you did with 1D and also for going with your gut now, choosing your own path. Whatever's next will be great, too.
I also saw a lot of people tweeting Zayn with an E.
Oh, God, that was trending. I will say there were plenty of trends going on, but the worst one was Zayn with an E. One tweet that I saw in particular from a Directioner, a fan, was, my mom tried to help with, quote, the Backstreet Boys are getting back together 20 years later. She doesn't get that the boys are staying together. And then the Backstreet Boys replied, and they said,
of course they did.
They said, plus, we never broke up. Sending our love to Zayn and the Directioners. How shady.
They're looking for that retweet.
Bro, Backstreet Boys getting shady. I'm kind of in love with that, actually. We also have responses from the other members of One Direction. Louis, Liam, Harry, and Niall have all weighed in on the situation. Harry being the most brief. Niall tweeting 3 tweets in total. But let's go over what they said. Corey, do you want to do the honors? Can you give us a British accent?
I was confused because when you said they're talking about the situation, I thought you meant the situation from Jersey Shore.
No!
And I was like, they tweeted about the situation?
I actually think that they have tweeted with the situation. I'm having vague memories. I think the situation was at 1D Day.
I mean, are you going to read all of these tweets? They're all very...
I mean, is there anything of substance or is it all PR spin? That's the question.
Listen, you got to say something.
I know they got to say something.
Harry said, all the love as always, H.
And it has how many retweets? Good Lord.
I will say, speaking of Harry, they performed a show that same night.
Yeah.
And it was in Jakarta. And they said Harry cried during... one of the performances.
I believe it.
Did he hashtag shed tears for Zayn?
Was that trending?
No, but we should get it.
I shouldn't laugh at that. My coping is laughing. Please don't come for me.
So is that your hashtag for the week?
Uh-huh. No, that's not my hashtag at all. No, I will say we have responses. One of my favorite responses is Niall. He kept it positive and he just said, thank you to the fans who are supporting. And I think that's what it comes down to is at the end of the day, no matter what the situation, no matter what the reason.
The situation?
For Zayn, I listen. Focus. No matter what the incident, at the end of the day, all the members just need support. And during times like this, it's like I think about, okay, imagine Zayn's, you know, decision that he had to make, if it was his decision in the first place. We're going with it was because that's what he's saying. So I'll believe him.
We'll get the behind the scenes book in a few months.
I know. But imagine having to make that decision. I think that is brave.
Oh, I mean, it's for sure not something that was taken lightly. I can guarantee that.
And I would say the only thing that I kind of don't like to see during the whole process is any fan that makes it about them. I'm like, these are people's actual lives. Zayn has to live.
That's what we were saying at the very beginning. Like, they started this when it was very young. I mean, just like be grateful.
Be grateful for what you got, girl.
I don't mean to bring up Sarah Bareilles again. I was like thinking the other day, I wanted to like tweet at her and be like, girl, when's the next new album? And then I thought, It's her life. Let her live. If she's taking a break between this last record and her next one.
And that's part of the part of the problem with this whole situation is that people are saying this is Modest Management's fault. They didn't, due to contracts and due to, you know, all of the things that are required of the band, they had to go on tour. They have to record these albums. Yeah. They have to do this. They have to do that. And because of these strict guidelines that these boys have to abide by, that is the reason that Zane was pushed to the brink. He has had to leave the tour and now leave the band.
At the same time, Zane signed that contract. Okay.
I mean, call a spade.
I mean, if you think about it, though.
I agree.
They got these contracts and they say, listen, we want to make four albums in 4 years. We want to do four tours in 4 years. I mean,
what it takes is a good group of people surrounding you to tell you, okay, is this realistic? Do we need to buffer this out with, you know, cushion time? Do we need to make sure that your health is a priority?
Right.
Because if you don't have those people surrounding you, you're going to have people telling you to sign contracts because they're saying you never know how long this is going to last.
Right.
That's the whisper in Hollywood.
So the moral of the story is, do you know what I tweeted at Sarah Bareilles?
What did you tweet?
I just tweeted something like, hey, girl, hope you're having a great day. Like, thank you for all the great music always.
I mean, we are very much on a much smaller, obviously, minuscule scale compared to One Direction. As
like you and I, you mean?
Yeah, well, what I'm saying.
I am a global superstar.
You can have that. But I'm saying we are a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of what Zane has to deal with. But
oh, yeah.
I will say, you show me tweets sometimes because I'm kind of a workaholic, and you show me tweets from people because I always think, okay, I gotta work, let's add more tour dates, let's do more, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you showed me a tweet the other day. What did it say?
It was like, hey, Tyler, I hope with all the tour, you're like taking care of yourself and planning like vacation and breaks for you in between tour dates and like taking mental health days and that sort of thing.
When you don't have people doing that, when you don't have people reminding you that.
Right.
You forget.
So that's why I was saying, I tweeted at her like, hey, girl, hope you're having a good day, because I want her to know that I love her.
And so maybe
and
the moral
I'm grateful
of this story,
for what she gives me.
Right. Yeah. Maybe the moral of the story is
you should check out Sarah Bareilles' album.
No, that's not the moral. That's not the moral. The moral of the story is be grateful for what you get, support the people you love while they're creating what you love.
I mean, just show them support in general.
And if they want to make a decision that's, you know, maybe not the most popular one, but maybe the right one for them, then you have to support them through thick and thin.
Listen, I tell everyone, like, Zane was my favorite member of One Direction.
Whoa.
I know it's weird to say it in past tense form, but it's like, I will still listen to the band, but yeah, am I going to miss him as part of the band? Absolutely. Do I want him to take care of himself and do what he thinks is best for him? Absolutely. Like, I wouldn't be able to say I'm a fan of Zane and then be like, I'm pissed at him for leaving, that sort of thing.
Right. But I mean, I have seen some responses like that. I think the majority of fans are supportive and actually very level-headed. So what's next for Zane? What do we think is coming
take
for him?
Take a break.
Girl, yes, take a break.
You know
girl.
What I do when I take a break? I go to the
you
movies alone.
Oh.
I don't have a Kit Kat.
Isn't that their slogan?
Well, listen, they break have the same initials as me, so it's like they're coming for my territory.
Oh.
A Corku.
Okay, really though, what is next for Zane? What do you think? So he's going to take a break. Do you think he's going to have a solo career in the music industry?
I wouldn't mind it. I mean, who's going to hit those false notes?
That's what I'm saying. That was short.
That was a breeze for falsetto.
I knew that.
I didn't know if anyone thought I was like coming for him.
Do you think – I think right now what he needs is – and it's hard for me to say because obviously we only see probably 1% of 1% of his actual life. But from the outside, I would assume – given him his circumstance, that he needs some space from the media. He needs some space from the spotlight.
Have a wedding.
Maybe he needs a very private
wedding. Get married.
Maybe he needs to focus on family, friends, home.
Listen, he's seen the world. He knows his favorite vacation spots. He knows where it would be nice to set up a little home.
Where do you think he's going?
Probably on the beach of that That's What Makes You Beautiful video.
Take it back to the start.
I am. Let's go back. Back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning.
It's a Hillary Duff lyric.
Hillary Duff just came out with a new song.
No.
Oh, sorry. We need to stay focused.
remind me of that on the car ride home.
It's got whistles. It's
no.
Got, it's like
the, please show me that on the drive home. My God. That's Flo Rida's whistle? do you think this is – I've got a hard-hitting question.
Yes.
Do you think this is the end of One Direction?
I mean, they say when the cookie crumbles, the bakery burns down.
I don't think they say that.
I just said – I'm the first to say it, actually.
When the cookie you know what they say, if your cookie crumbles, you might as well burn the house down.
You know what they say, if a button flies off your shirt,
you better throw that
throw
shirt away.
Throw away the shirt. You know what they say,
if you've got five fingers and you accidentally cut one off, you might as well cut off all the others.
Just put your whole hand in a meat grinder.
That's my favorite one, yeah.
You know what they say.
Yes, I do.
When your phone's got one crack,
might as well break it in half over your knee
just
and throw it in the garbage.
Throw it down the garbage disposal. Corey, what else do they say?
You know what they say.
What do they say?
If you're wearing a Pandora's bracelet and it's got five charms on it and one of the charms breaks off, might as well throw away the bracelet.
That is my mom. That is a sage quote that's been kind of passed down generation to generation.
Mom has that painted on the wall in the living room.
My mom has a thing at her home where she does these. She takes
calligraphy.
These plastic kind of calligraphy film strips that she secures to the wall. If you go around my mom's home, there's quotes to really guide your life. That's on my wall.
And if you put them all together, it's actually a riddle,
which will be released in the fifth One Direction album as a song.
Yes, so they're
spoken
not
word.
Breaking up.
Do you think – is that what the question was? Do you think the boys are breaking up?
I'm going to – all
they're,
I know is I want to eat a cookie.
Oh, girl. Well – that cookie better not crumble, because you know what happens.
Let's burn your house down.
No, bakery.
Contractually, what are they obligated to?
They are obligated to another album, and they have announced in the statement. I thought it was very particular. In the announcement of Zayn leaving, same announcement, in the same statement, they also mentioned, oh, they also have an album coming out later this year. I'm like, girl, put that good spin at the end.
That Christmas album I've been waiting for?
Oh, my God. I would die.
I was hoping they were going to do
O
Holy Night.
A fifth studio album. Could be Christmas. I don't think it's going to be Christmas.
I hope they were going to do O Holy Night, and I thought Zayn was going to hit the whistle like Mariah Carey does. Those whistle tones. You know he can do it.
Yeah, I do know. Like Mariah.
Shoot.
Available on iTunes.
Via the Fifth Harmony album. Are we done talking about Zayn?
I mean, I'll never be done talking about Zayn. I think, the situation. Bring the situation back into it.
What's he doing here? Do you have any final words for Zayn?
My final words are, take care of you, girl. I support you. Live your dream. Find your happy. Follow your heart.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of a pun for the last, 30 seconds while you were doing that.
You want me to say more things?
Like,
you know what they say.
Don't be a zaniac. Take care of yourself. That's my advice for him.
And my advice to the boys are,
Push on.
It's not like you don't still have his number. Text a girl.
I already said, will I buy the next album? Yes.
See,
I will. But yeah, I mean, I can't believe we had this emergency recording sesh.
Listen, I thought it was important to discuss. And it's one of those things where I don't want to make a video the next day where it's kind of like, oh my God, every YouTuber is going to do that. I want to be like, let's have a discussion. Let's think about it. Let's talk about it. And I want to know what everyone at home thinks. What do you think is going to be the future for One Direction? What do you think is the reason for Zayn leaving One Direction? What do you think is going to happen with our boy bands? I think the question is, are boy bands going to be done? Is this another
era? Listen, every
over?
Trend recycles itself.
I know,
bell bottoms are back next year.
What did you call me?
Yeah. Or bell tops, whatever you're looking for.
Answer these questions and any of the rest with the hashtag WhatCore.
What, you got to look at you putting me on the spot. I want it in Zayn in the membrane.
Oh my God, how are they going to even spell that? In Zayn, I-N, Zayn, in the
membrane.
How do you spell membrane?
M-E-M-B-R-A-N-E.
In Zayn, in the membrane. Get it trending, y'all. And if you could take a moment, I think this is important. Go remind some of your favorite entertainers, authors, musicians, actors, writers,
people
whoever.
On Twitter like me.
Yeah, anybody, truly. Remind them, hey, I hope you're having a great day.
I hope sometimes, you're happy in your life.
Sometimes that is enough to remind somebody, oh, let me just take a minute, appreciate what's going on, and take care of myself. Because maybe, and I'm not saying this is what happened with Zayn, but maybe that'll be what somebody needs to have a better day. I think that's important.
That's cute. good for you.
Yeah, listener, good for you. That's all we got for today. Corey, where can people find you?
Go to the internet and Google me. And follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on the Facebooks.
What's your name?
YouTubes. Corey Kuhl.
How do they spell
it? K-O-R-E-Y-K-U-H-L.
Bam. And if you want to find me, I'm Tyler Oakley everywhere on the internet. T-Y-L-E-R-O-A-K-L-E-Y. Thank you for listening. Corey, where can people find the podcast?
They can go to iTunes.com/psychobabble, and they can subscribe with the littlest little click.
How tiny is the click?
Oh, I don't want to be sizist. It's a little click.
It's so itty bitty. So click it. Give us some love. Give us a review on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook. Become a little fan, a psycho baby, and you might get some exclus. Corey, we should
in the news.
We should take a selfie right here and right now and post it when this goes live, so everyone can go give.
Okay, we'll do it after.
We'll put it. We'll put
we'll
it on the
do
Facebook
it when
page.
You're letting me listen to the Hillary Duff song in the car ride home.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for listening. We love you guys. And go give some love to your favorite. And that's all.
Bye.
Bye.